Welcome to Fairborn Full Gospel Tabernacle. We are located at 2528 National Road in Fairborn, Ohio. If you don't have a home, church, we would love for you to consider making your home with us. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school at 10 a.m. and Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. Sunday night Bible study begins at 6 p.m. and Wednesday night prayer meeting starts at 6 p.m. Now it's time to enjoy a wonderful anointed message from Pastor Jimmy Haining.
If you would remain standing for the reading of the word this morning, I'm going to be reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 19. Revelation, chapter 19. When you get there, skip down to verse number 11. Revelation, chapter 19, verse number 11. Pray for me this morning. My voice is trying to go on me. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called what?
Faithful
and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Skip down to verse 14. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon what?
White
horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We ask that you'll bless and anoint this your servant to bring forth your holy word. Ask, Father, that you'll touch and bless and anoint our hearts, minds, and ears, that we'll be able to receive it with meekness, and we'll never fail to give you the glory for it all. For it's in the mighty name of Jesus we do pray and ask these things. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. You may be seated. I want to read that last verse one more time. It says, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. I thought I would take this morning for a thought. He's looking for the blossoms. He's looking for the blossoms. Last week we talked about the fig tree. We talked about the two different crops, the breba and the abundant crop. We talked about how that it blossomed and how its branches were twisted and went into various different directions, but they were all attached to the same root. Here this morning we've read, first in the very first verse we read in verse 11, it says, and I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Then that verse 14, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Now I want us to look just a little bit closer at this fine linen. If we back up to verse number 5, it says, and a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. He's not leaving anybody out. And I heard as it were a voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a mighty thundering, saying, alleluia, alleluia. They were crying, hallelujah. I love that. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And listen to this next part. Let us be what? Glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And listen to this, here's the key verse, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, white and clean, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Now, I don't know if you're following me or not, but I'm going somewhere with this. Last week, we talked about the two crops. Now, we talked a lot about it in the natural. Today, I want to talk about it in the spiritual. There are two crops in the spiritual as well. The first crop is a glorious crop. The first crop, Brother Gene, is the one that the Bible speaks of that is spotless. It is pure. It is that crop that follows Jesus wherever he goes, under whatever circumstance they may have to face. It is that crop that when Sunday morning rolls around, or whatever service time rolls around, when the time comes that they're to be in the house of the Lord, Brother Gene, when the time of worship comes, you will not find the members of this crop out at Walmart. When the time of worship comes, Brother Gene, Sister Paula, you won't find this particular crop out on a fishing boat on the lake somewhere. When this crop begins to praise Him and come into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise, I'm talking about the crop, Brother Herb, that we're not going to find somewhere at King's Island, but we're going to find them lifting up holy hands and giving praise to Almighty God. It's that spiritual Breba crop. There's going to be two happenings, and it's just around the corner. You've heard me preach this message time and time again, and I'm going to keep preaching it until you get sick of it. I'm going to keep preaching it until you pass getting sick of it and you get in love with it. Amen. Because it's important to know that the first happening is going to take place in the clouds. The Bible said the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ are going to rise up first. And then we which are alive and remain are going to be caught up together with them, where? In the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's the first happening. Follow me now, because without that first happening, we cannot have the rest of the story. We cannot have the rest of the story. The Bible said, and I want you to listen to this. And He saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And He saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at His feet to worship Him. And He said unto me, see that thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren and them that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Blessed is he that is called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Can I tell you that there's a wedding day that's about to take place? There is a bridegroom who is on his way. And His name is Jesus. He is the Lamb of God. And He's coming back after His bride. But He's not coming back after a polluted bride. He's coming back after a bride who has made herself ready. Not someone who's easily bumped by the curbs of the world and by the chuck holes and the potholes of the highway of this world. Not those that are easily removed from the house of God. Not those who are found guilty of making excuses, but those who have made themselves ready. He's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back on a white horse, and He's coming back to get us. When we go, we're going to feast at the table with the King and eat the marriage supper of the Lamb. And verse 11 again said, and now He's looking. This is after the marriage supper. This is after the marriage supper. I want that to sink in this morning, church. Are you listening? It's after the marriage supper what I'm getting ready to read here. God did not try to confuse the Apostle John. He laid everything out in perfect order. Sister Brenda, He wasn't trying to confuse anybody. He laid it out in perfect order. Notice what happens next. We've already read it a couple times. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And He who sat upon Him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness He doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on His head were many crowns. And He had a name written that no man knew but He Himself. And He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. I could preach on that about 2 hours. And His name is called the Word of God. And the armies, and the armies, and the armies which were where? 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 The armies which were in heaven followed Him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. He's not talking about angels. Are we connecting the dots here this morning? Jesus said, there is a way. And this way is a straight and narrow way. Straight is the gate, He said, and narrow is the way, He said, that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. I'm talking about the Bereba crop. I'm talking about the crop who, when they do make a mistake and they say that word they shouldn't say, or they make that hand gesture they shouldn't make, or they talk about that brother or sister they shouldn't be talking about, that Brother Tom, they fall upon the mercy of the court of the high priest. They smote their chest and say, oh, woe is me, I'm an undone without you. But because of your blood, I'm pleading Jesus. I claim the blood. I plead the blood. Those that are willing to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God and realize that without his help, we are nothing. I'm talking about the Bereba crop. Those that follow him. Those that, they, when they stumble, they don't fall down and wallow around in the mud like the pig that returned into the mud pit. They're not like the dog that returns to the vomit, but they get themselves back up, Brother Ronnie, and they brush themselves up. They clean themselves up. They say, I gotta get to the King. Lay me to the King. Take me to the King. I've gotta worship the King. It's not by our righteousness, because our righteousness, the Bible says, is as filthy rags in the sight of God, but because of his great love, he lifted us up. And he's coming back. And guess what? The Bereba crop is coming back with him. Hallelujah. He's looking for the blossoms. See, in another verse of Scripture, Jesus said, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? When he comes back, Brother James, he's looking for the blossoms. I want to break for just a moment. I want to play something. I want you to close your eyes right now and listen to the words of this old, old song. And then we'll get back to the message. Take it in this morning.
Many years ago, a preacher had just finished a revival in a large Midwestern city. He stepped on a train on his way home. It was a busy weekend, and the preacher had to walk through several cars before he finally found him a seat across from a young man, oh, about 19 years of age. The old preacher reached into his pocket and got his handkerchief, and he dusted the dust off that old train seat, and he sat down. Eventually, the train began to move, and just as soon as that train began to move, the preacher looked up and noticed that this young man had tears streaming down his face. The preacher looked at him and said, son, I'm a preacher. I'm a preacher. Is there anything that I can do for you? Is there anything that I can do? And the young man, through tear-stained eyes, told this story. He said, preacher, about 2 years ago, I got so mean that I even struck my father. Said he called me in one day and said, son, you're going to have to leave home. You're breaking your poor old mama's heart. And that day, preacher, I packed my bag. And for the past 2 years, I've wandered all across this country, living out of a bottle and using drugs, with nowhere to lay my head at night, with nowhere to call home. And then one morning, preacher, I awoke, and I was lying face down in a cold gutter. The rainwater was washing across my body, and I was so cold and so all alone. That morning, preacher, I looked up toward heaven, and that morning I seen the brightest light that I've ever seen. That morning I seen the very face of Jesus, and I looked up to heaven, and I asked Jesus to reach down and to touch me and to save this old wretched soul. And that morning he so graciously reached down and touched me, and he saved me, and now I'm on my way home to be with my mama and daddy again. The old preacher looked at him and said, son, that's all well and good, but how do you know? How do you know that mom and dad's going to welcome you back home again, son? How do you know they want you to come home again? The young man bowed his head and spoke softly. He said, preacher, I don't. He said, but all my life we lived in a little old white house that sits right by these railroad tracks. And out behind this little old white house is an apple tree that I used to play on as a small lad. I wrote my mom and dad a letter about 2 weeks ago, and I told them I was going to be on this train. And if I was welcome to step off the train, why, just tie a little old white rag in the top of that apple tree,
and I'd know that I was welcome to come back home again. And if I didn't see that little white rag, why, I'd just go to the next town and the next. Not a sound could be heard but the rumbling of those old trains. After a couple hours or so, that old train rounded a bend. And just as that train rounded a bend, the little old White House came into view. The young man looked at the preacher and said, "Preacher, preacher, we're almost there. We're almost there, and I can't bear to look. Will you look and tell me what you see, preacher? Will you look and tell me what you see?" And the old preacher got his handkerchief and he wiped the dust off that old train window when he looked outside. In just a couple of seconds, he turned back around. He had a great big smile on his face. He said, "Son, you don't have a thing to worry about. Well, that old apple tree is in full blossom. I see white rags from one end of that tree to the other. But most of all, underneath that old apple tree, I see a gray-haired mom and dad waving a big old white bed sheet saying, 'Come on home, son. We love you. Come on home.'" Yes, that's just like our Lord and Savior. No matter what we've done, he's standing there today with arms open wide saying, "Come on home, child. Come on home. I love you."
Matthew chapter 22. Jesus answered and spake this unto them again by parables, and he said, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come." Now, this is speaking of the Jew here. "And he sent forth other servants, saying, 'Tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage.' But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, and another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. And when the king heard thereof, he was wroth," or angry, "and he sent forth his armies, and destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then saith he to the servants, 'The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, and as many as ye shall find, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage.' So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all, as many as they found," listen to this, "both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, 'Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, 'Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.'" Listen to this key verse. "For many are called, but few are chosen." Just like that tree that young man seen, in full bloom. Jesus is coming back, and his reward is with him. And he's scanning the earth. And the Bereba crop is in full bloom. The Bereba crop is in full bloom. But it's the crop of the few, Brother Gene. "There are many today that call themselves righteous. There are many today who stand behind pulpits and pastor thousands. And they have so many degrees, as one pastor said, that their nickname ought to be Jack Frost. But they're not chosen." I'm not saying all of them, but I am saying most of them. Because they serve their wallet, but there's one coming back on a horse. And the Bible said his armies are coming with him. That's the first event. The second event, the Bible says he will set his feet upon the Mount of Olives. And when that takes place, a great earthquake like this world's never known in our time is going to take place, and it's going to separate. That's why the scripture that we read in verse 11, the last part says, He is called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge, and the last part, make war. Revelation 3:11 says, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Someone once asked, what's going to happen to all the crowns that were prepared for people that started out and then backslid? This scripture just answered that question. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. If you remember the parable of the talents, the one who buried his talent, his Lord said, take from him what little bit he does have and give it to the one that has the most. In other words, the one that's done the most for the Lord. Revelation 22 verse 7 said, behold, I come quickly. Do you see a pattern here? Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Verse 12, and behold, I come quickly. Have you seen the pattern yet? And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Verse 20, he which testifieth to these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. He's sending a message. Behold, I come quickly. Matthew 24, verse 31 said, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Mark 13 said it this way, and then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Jesus is looking for the blossoms. Will you be ready? Heavenly Father, I'm thankful for your word this morning. I'm thankful that the fig tree is in full blossom. Blessed are they which hath part in the first resurrection, or the first crop, whereas the second hath no power. I pray that these words will not be words that are beaten into the air, but I pray that they will find lodging, that your people will not just deem Sunday morning as their time of worship, but will realize that Sunday evening is every bit as much important. That we're living in the last days. And you've told us four times here this morning from your word, behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. We thank you for your word and we give you the praise. In Jesus' holy name.
No beer, wine, or whiskey could be sold in our hometown, 'cause the folks there in those parts, they stood old-fashioned ground. Until the day they all voted and they made it county-wide that they could sell the alcohol, now we're no longer dry. Well, some things change, but some things never do. Wrong is still wrong, but right is still the truth. It's been written in stone, there's no need to be confused. Some things change, but some things never do. Down at the old courthouse, there's a couple of guys demanding that our government should see love through their eyes. And they say, hey, it's all normal, it's just an alternate lifestyle.
But what did our God say? He told us in his word, marriage is between one husband and one wife. Well, some things change, but some things never do. Wrong is still wrong, but right is still the truth. It's been written in stone, there's no need to be confused. Some things change, but some things never do. Now they're marching in the streets, fighting for their rights. In the name of freedom, they've taken unborn life. Who's gonna stand up for that unheard voice and tell them in the name of Jesus, it's a baby, not a choice? Well, some things change, but some things never do. Wrong is still wrong, but right is still the truth. It's been written in stone. No need to be confused. Some things change, but some things never do. Well, we call it progress. We're making four lanes out of two. Out past the edge of town, where that little white church is still telling the truth. And they preach hell hot, heaven's high. No matter how wide they make that road, you still gotta walk the narrow way. Well, some things change, but some things never do. Wrong is still wrong, but right is still the truth. It's been written in stone, there's no need to be confused. Some things change, Lord, but some things they never do. Blood of Calvary, yeah, some things change, some things never, never do. I'm so glad that God never changes. My Jesus is in heaven, where I want to go. I wonder what he's doing there now, where sin and sorrow have all passed away. I wonder what they're doing in heaven today. Well, I wonder what they're doing in heaven today. Sin and sorrow have all passed away. Peace in the valley like the river, they say. Well, I wonder what they're doing there now. Peace in the valley like the river, they say. Well, I wonder what they're doing there now.
We hope you've been blessed by today's message by Pastor Jimmy Haining and Fairborn Full Gospel Tabernacle. Pastor Jimmy and the congregation would like to invite you to visit with them in service at 2528 National Road in Fairborn, Ohio. We will see you again right here next week.
His love changed me. I'm not what I used to be. I'm saved by grace. His love changed me. Change me, I no longer have
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.